This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3534 for Thursday the 17th of February 2022. Today's show is entitled, Vernier Caliper. It is hosted by Ken Fallon, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Ken recommends very useful tool for measuring stuff.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today is a show that I wanted to do for some time, but I was prompted to do it for two reasons. One, that we're short of shows and I wanted to get this message out to you. So if you haven't submitted a show this year, please consider doing that immediately. If you have never submitted a show, then please consider introducing yourself to the community. Okay, the reason I'm bringing this up now, the other reason that I'm bringing this up now, is that I was on a video call yesterday and somebody noticed this in the background, and I realized I had wanted to do a show about this for a long time. And it is the vernier calipers. What's a vernier calipers, you ask? Well, it's actually a tool used for measuring stuff. That's the long and the short of it. I came across this for the first time in my first year of engineering, and if you don't have one, it's very, very useful thing to have. Let me just describe it for you. It composes of two parts. The first part is a piece of metal in the shape of a T. There's a long edge on the left-hand side at the top of the T with a chamfer to a point. And there's a short edge on the right-hand side with a chamfer to a point. Or you could say on the bottom there's a long edge and on the top there's a long edge. Then on inside of that, sliding up and down a long base, about 30 centimetres or a foot. No, actually it's 15 centimetres or a foot, half a foot. Then there is a slider. And my one, the slider has 0 to 9, 0 to 10 actually, and 0 to 25 of 0.001 inches. So at the top is imperial and the bottom is metric. You can get various different ones. You can even get digital ones or ones with a dial on them. But I have like an ultimate cheapie. So what this thing does is it allows you to measure various different dimensions of a component. And I've seen people use the scrapey bit for that when you get a dimension, so you set it at accurately at 1 centimeter, then you can scrape off a line, a mark. I was always frowned upon that you shouldn't do that, but it seems to be a fairly standard thing. And this thing I picked up for less than a tenner, and you can get cheaper ones made of plastic that actually work out, that seem to be quite well, good as well. So when you open it out, not only does the slider slide along the measurement unit, but a metal pin sticks out the bottom. And the reason for that is you can get three different types of dimensions. So if we go through the Wikipedia article, which I recommend you reading, we have the first part is the outside jaws. And these are used to measure external diameters of an object, like, for example, the outside of a cylinder, or the width of an object, like a rod or something like that. Or if you just wanted to say, well, I want to have 3 centimeters there and mark it, and then you can scrape your mark along. Then we have the inside jaws, where it goes inside the object itself and you can measure the internal diameter. So you would use the outside one to measure maybe the outside of a pipe, and you would use these inside ones to measure the inside of a pipe. Very, very useful thing. And then the depth probe or rod is used to measure the depth of an object. So if there was a pipe, for instance, you could drop that inside the pipe, rest it on the top, and the rod would go down to the ground, for example, and you would be able to measure that there. And mine has also a little screw at the top that you can use for locking. I have a digital one that was more expensive, but it invariably runs out of batteries whenever I want to use it. And this one I got real cheap. And it's at the back, it's got a sticker with the conversion from millimeters to widthworth and various different types of thread. But so basically, if you just use it as a regular old bog standard rule, you know, if you're doing woodwork or something like that, it's just absolutely fine. if you're doing the tiniest little bit of metal work or something, or you want to take a screw and or a nail or something and find out, well, is what is the exact dimension? There's a really cool aspect of this that you can do, and that is you can get accuracies to 0.1 of a millimeter, or the equivalent in imperial. And how you do that is, as you grasp something on the jaws, so I'm just going to pick up here, and I'm going to grasp on the outer jaws, and I see a pencil. It is a Bic Biro. So I'm grasping that in the outer jaws, and I see that the zero on the scale, so it lines up with the 1, 2, 3. So, sorry, it is 5 centimeters, 6 centimeters, 7 centimeters. So it's more than 7 centimeters, but less than 8 centimeters. So we know it's 7 point something. Now, we can tell that because that's where the first zero on the sliding scale is. But the sliding scale doesn't line up with the scale on the vernier calipers itself. No, it doesn't. It's offset slightly. So that as you look along that line and you see where the markings line up with the numbers on the sliding scale, you will see that you can get your second point of measurement. So I've already said this is 5, 6, 7 point something, and I look along and I see that the 1 on the sliding scale kind of is somewhere between the 12 and the 13. No, that's not what I'm looking for. The 2 is getting very close to 15, 6, 17. The 3 is not quite over the 22. And the 22 doesn't matter. All you're doing is you're looking to see where the bottom line marks up with any of the centimeter lines. And I see that 5 marks up with one of the centimeter lines perfectly. So I can say with relative degree of confidence that this is 7.5 is the dimension, outside dimension of this. And isn't that cool? That's close enough for jazz. Close enough for jazz. It's a really, really useful tool to have. You would be amazed at how often you would use it. For example, I want to quickly measure a piece of Perspex over here. I measure it and I see that it is more or less 4. Even then, having a sliding one with imperial on it is quite useful as well, because you can see if the thread that you're working on, if it's not really fitting nicely into a metric system, which is used commonly over here, then you can see that, oh, this could be an imperial thread, and there's a standard imperial or a Whitworth thread that I can use. So, very, very useful. I highly recommend, if you're doing anything around the house even, you know, it's a very useful thing to do. I was the other day measuring up, I needed a little plastic strip for a window, and it was just handy to be able to get in there with the inside jaws and in the gap and measure how much of a gap is there in real terms. So that was my tip, vernier calipers. If you don't have one, have a look. See if you can get one. You can get the plastic ones, which are, I don't know if they call them plastic or the carbon fiber reinforced something, but they seem to be also under $5, something like that. I've seen Big Clive do a breakdown on them, and they seemed to be reading off the scale so that it knew positionally where it was on the thing. So that's it. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.